cause it reminds me of you. I can't even go there, it reminds me. Hello, folks. You're listening to the Mad Dog, Matt Wilson, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an
This is my Christmas prayer. Yes, beloved, that we would learn to trust, dare, and care. Daring is caring. This is my Christmas prayer. That's Mr. B.B. Winans and friends. Hallelujah. Good morning, beloved. How are you? I pray you are feeling well and that you are in the minute of the moment of the minute of the hour. Christmas is here. Amen. Christmas is here. Ain't that something this time next week? Hallelujah. We will have had our feet at the seat and have stories to tell of Christmas 2021. Well, it's all about Christmas this morning, beloved. Yes, it is for me. And this is where we do what we do. We bring you music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I can't do it by myself. So in the background, behind the scenes is Sister Bernadette Martin. I want to give her snaps and claps and Merry Christmas. And Mr. Randall Martin, our audio engineer extraordinaire. How are you this morning?
We are doing just great over here in Hudson.
Amen. Yes, we are. Thank God we didn't get that snow they were talking about. It was fascinating, scary for a minute. Had me out there running around like a chicken on Friday night trying to get everything I needed to get in my house. Praise the Lord, so I wouldn't have to go out. Never know what the snow will be. But we had rain and it was cool. And then you could drive around in it, you could see in it. And so I just thank God for the good weather that we received. We know around the country, around the world, people are dealing with all kinds of weather, inclement weather situations and Mother Nature upheavals. But we've been very blessed. And so I'm grateful. And so thank you, God. Amen. And thank God that we are here together right now to share in Christmas cheer. Hallelujah. Go tell it, beloved. I've got a lineup for you. 5 songs back to back, about 25 minutes of nonstop music. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Go tell it. What a wonderful child. James Fortune and Fire. Yes, featuring Lisa Knowles and Sean McLemore will be coming next. And after that, ring them bells, Mr. Ernest Pugh and friends. Oh, come let us adore him. Maverick City doing their thing. Emmanuel, God with us. Norman Hutchins, Mary's little boy child. That's my girl, Mandisa. And More Than a Holiday with Hezekiah Walker. After that, beloved, I'll come back. All right, so you don't go nowhere. Stay right here. There's a bright side somewhere. It's on WGXC right now with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And here we go. Go tell it. I'm going to tell it.
Yeah, I told A-Ron I wanted to take it back for a minute and sing some of those songs we grew up listening to around Christmas. I can remember back in my dad's church, this one used to be one of my favorites. Come on, fire.
Tell it.
Yeah. God, I want to have some more church. I'm sorry, it's just me. Come on.
bless the Lord. He's the Lord over everything. He's Christ the Lord. He's the Lord over everything. He's Christ the Lord. He's Lord over everything. He's Christ the Lord. Come, let us adore Him. He's Lord over everything. He's Christ the Lord.
Yeah. yes, we do.
We worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship.
Choir sing, the music seemed to come from 90.7 FM Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist with Merry Christmas cheer right here on WGXC with me. We are listening to Hezekiah Walker and More Than a Holiday. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary. Yes, beloved, we are here and talking about Christmas. It is more than a holiday. If you're with me, say amen. What is Christmas really all about? What is Christmas really all about? So, you know, I was at Walmart the other day and the gentleman was racking up the carts and, you know, I took my cart over to him and make a little light on him and I said, Merry Christmas. You know, as if that's my gift to you. I'm bringing the cart to you. And he said, Merry Christmas. Then he said, Bah humbug. And I turned around. He said, it's too commercial. That's how I feel about Christmas. It's too commercial. People are buying up everything. I was there buying groceries. I ain't got no gifts yet. But, you know, I'm buying groceries and people just buying up stuff. And I said, oh, but Jesus is the reason for the season. He said, no, it's too commercial. I said, Jesus is the reason for the season. I wanted to come and talk about the real reason for Christmas, what Christmas is really about. Hope the young man might be tuning in or somebody might hear somebody that says, Bah humbug, and refer them to our archive audio. But Christmas is, first of all, it's not just one day. No, it's not just one day. It is a fulfillment of God's promise. And anytime we come into the knowledge of God through Jesus Christ, that promise gets fulfilled anew and again for whoever, for me, for you, and whoever. From time immortal, it is still holding. The words have not changed. Amen. There's still power in his name. There is victory and he reigns. And that is the promise fulfilled on Christmas. Christmas is more than a holiday. Christmas is timeless. We just listened to Israel and New Breed tell us about the timelessness of Christmas, that every day with life in Jesus Christ is like Christmas. It is the manifestation, the demonstration of the presence of God with us. There was a separation between us and God through our sin. The Bible tells us that, you know, when we are lovers of sin, we try to hide in the darkness. We don't want to come into the light. We don't want to hear about Christ. We don't want to hear about church. We don't want to hear about the Bible. We don't want to hear about prayer. But something happens when we come into new life in Jesus Christ. And yes, we understand, we get drawn to the church, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. We get drawn to the Bible, the word of God, the teachings of God, the stories of the people and experiences with God for over 6,000 years. When we come into life in Jesus Christ, amen, Christmas becomes timeless. Hallelujah. Amen. Christmas, the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of God so loving us that while we were yet in our sin, he came to see about to break the power of sin in our lives. Oh, those of us who have come to know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of our sin and as our Lord and our Savior, we can testify of how his life in us has broken the power of sin. The things that we used to do, and sometimes we thought it was cute. Sometimes we thought it was slick. Sometimes we thought that was the only way to be. And then we meet Jesus. Come on here, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. We met Jesus, and he showed us, he put us on the path and showed us a new way of living. The Bible says that we become new creatures in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, hallelujah, keeps showing up, beloved. Amen. He didn't just show up in that manger, hallelujah, on that early Christmas morn, but he keeps showing up in our lives. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad about it. Do I have a witness? Yes, I do. And let me tell you, if you keep Jesus in your Christmas, you'll always have a happy holiday. I tell you, beloved, I have had so many Christmases where I didn't have much. Amen. I remember one particular Christmas when I didn't have anything that I could give. And the, you know, the mind of Christ just told me, look around the house and see what you have. And I had a young son at the time, and we had construction paper, and we had yarn in the house, and we had glue and sprinkles and stuff like that. And so, amen, we took a couple of papers, and we put together a Christmas songbook. And when the family showed up, praise God, we gave everybody, when it was time for us to give our gifts, we gave them their gift of the songbook, and we sang Christmas carols. Come on here, somebody. And I know my family member told me for years how special that was, what a wonderful memory that was. I'm telling you, when we keep Jesus in Christmas, we're going to have a happy holiday. And you know, beloved, the power of Christ's life, his life now, his life then, is that it comes in and it turns things around for us. Hallelujah. We can be crying and sad and in sorrow and pain, but we call on that name and the tears begin to slow up and dry up. Amen. We find strength for the struggle. Come on here, somebody. And the joy of the Lord, he puts it down in our heart. And we know we're going to be all right. And we know God's going to work it out. And we know God's going to turn it around. This is the spirit of Christmas. Hallelujah. Mary didn't know what was going to happen when she told Joseph that she had a visitation from an angel and that she was going to carry the Son of God. She didn't know how that was going to turn out. Joseph didn't know how it was going to turn out when he decided he's not going to put her away, but he's going to hold true to what God had told him, to take Mary to your wife. It's all right. The child she has conceived has come to her by the power of God, and this child is going to save his people from their sin. You take that woman to be your wife, and you look out for them. He didn't know how it was going to turn out. He took his wife, amen. And then when Jesus was about to be born, they had to come back to town to answer to the census, and they couldn't find no place to go in, lay their heads. There was no room for them anywhere in town. No room for them at the local motel, hotels, and Holiday Inn. Hallelujah. So what happened? The innkeeper, instead of telling one of the guests, look, we got this pregnant woman. She's about to have birth. Can we have your room for the night? No, he says, you know what? You can go out into the barn. You can go out into the stable, into the manger over there. Hallelujah, where we keep, amen, the animals and give them their food and their drink. You can go lay out over there with your pregnant wife. Come on here, somebody. Sounds kind of callous, doesn't it? But God understands the callousness of the human heart sometimes. Hallelujah. And so, praise the Lord, Jesus comes in that kind of situation because he identifies. I'm telling you, Christmas is not just about one day, it's every day. People out here are listening to me now. You dealt with some callous people in your time. They could care less about you. But God saw on about you, came to see about you. Yes, he did. And that's why we're here today. That's why we get to celebrate Christmas, beloved. Hallelujah. Christmas is the fulfillment of God's promise. Hallelujah, that he would be with us and never leave and forsake us. It's a fulfillment of his promise to King David that I'll establish your throne, ha, and the kingdom shall have no end. It is the fulfillment of prophecy. Over 300 prophecies Jesus fulfills. The Bible scholars say that if there was one in 10 that he fulfilled, one person fulfilled, times 157, that would be about the chances of one man fulfilling. But he fulfills over 300 beyond the comprehension. The mathematical equation of that is behind my comprehension. How one man fulfilled 300 and over 300 prophecies. Beloved, hallelujah. Christmas is the fulfillment of the prophecies of a Messiah who would come to save man. Because we couldn't do it. We still can't do it. We keep digging ourselves deeper in a hole. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody thought if they released the atomic bomb, that would mean the end of all wars. And now we got nuclear wars. Come on. We got cyber wars. Oh, God. We can't save ourselves. We need a Savior, beloved. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm thanking God today that he loved us so much and loves us so much that Jesus Christ came to show us the way. Back into the fold. Hallelujah. Christmas is proof that with God, anything is possible. No matter who you are or where you're from, you could have been born into the worst circumstances. Amen. You could have been born on the wrong side of the tracks. Hallelujah. Devil may have been coming after you since you were born. Praise the Lord. But with God, nothing is impossible. Christmas shows us that God can take any circumstance, turn it around, use anything the enemy means for your harm and work it for good. God is good, beloved, and I'm celebrating today the birth of his one and only begotten son, Jesus the Christ. So, beloved, as you get ready for your celebrations, remember, hallelujah, you don't have to have gifts under the tree. Yeah, beloved. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a tree. Amen. You can't afford a tree. That's all right. You can still celebrate Christmas. You don't have to have gifts under the tree. You don't have to have ornaments around the house to celebrate Christmas. All you need is to make the connection with Jesus the Christ and think about the joy that his coming brought to the world. Power, hallelujah, over the power of sin and the penalty of death. Power for life and resurrection life. Oh, that you can be reunited, hallelujah, with the one and only eternal and almighty, omnipresent and omniscient God. Yes, beloved, he's our way back. Oh, to God. That's my story, beloved, and I'm sticking to it. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, beloved. The Savior is born. Hallelujah. And you know, beloved, like I said, there have been times, maybe times to come. Hallelujah. Especially if you wasn't born with a silver spoon in your mouth or a golden spoon for you. Hallelujah. You may have some things still to go through. And, you know, being born with a silver spoon and a golden spoon doesn't mean that you won't have tough times. But I tell you one thing, Attitude determines altitude. Give thanks to God for things as good as they are. Give thanks to God if you have mobility of your limbs. Give thanks to God if you can hear me tonight, this morning, give thanks to God. Oh, for the good things God has done. But most of all, give thanks to God for Jesus, his only begotten son. Beloved, God has promised and God has fulfilled his promise. God has given us prophetic utterance concerning Jesus and the things to come. We can depend on God. Celebrate that and give God thanks. And that's my story for this Christmas celebration. Music with a message moment on WGXC with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Up next is Marvin Sapp. We change it up a little bit here, but don't go nowhere. We'll be back with more timeless Christmas music. Hallelujah. After give thanks. Thinking of you, beloved, who are going through.
Sometimes in rain, in the midst of your parade, and the hard times come after you had a great day. For with every test, there's a time and a season, and with every trial, purpose and reason. Sometimes you're hurting, there's a pain deep within. Seem like the more you pray, that thing just won't ever end. No, just have peace and tomorrow. When you're weak, say I'm strong. But this is a part of life's journey. Keep the faith and press on. In the end, learn to lay aside every weight and so he's a little sensitive. But in the time you will come forth, for he is gonna bless you. Hey.
Thank you. matter what the trial or the test is. We got to learn how to bless God at all times. Reason being is because we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. That's why when trouble comes, I don't get upset. I get excited because I understand the enemy's trying to frustrate me. That's why I want to encourage you. This ain't the time nor the place to give up. But when trouble comes, what you ought to do is just lift your hands and tell God, thank you for the good times. Tell him thank you for the bad times. And then give him thanks. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. Listen. When I'm up, when I'm down, when I'm happy, sometimes wearing a frown, I made up my mind, I'm gonna give him thanks.
Yes, beloved, with all the giving, give thanks. Well, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist.
Merry Christmas.
I'm getting ready to clear out of here, but I just want you to know there is a bright side somewhere. I don't care how dark the sky may be or how gray and low the clouds may hang. The sun is still there, and there is a bright side somewhere. I pray that God will bless you with the knowledge of the light of life in Jesus Christ, pierce any darkness that's in your life, and that you celebrate the coming of our Christ. Till we speak again, beloved, have a Merry Christmas.
Christmas, not just a holiday.
Christmas is every day
with Christ.